Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here with more insights and perspectives for leaders who want to experience freedom, clarity, certainty, and awesome results in the key four domains of life: body, being, balance, and business. Now, if you're in one of our programs right now, February, when I record this podcast, you might have set up big visions for the coming year. If you're not in our programs, you might also have set up targets or visions or outcomes that you took on to pursue at the beginning of the year. And that's great. It's fantastic to open up new futures that gives inspiration and a sense of pull forward, and to do it not only at work, but do it in all domains of life. What do you want for your family this year? What do you want in your relationship to your body? In the domain of how you're being of life, in your sense of purpose, with your work and finances. And for most people, it's inspiring in the beginning, but then after some time, you find yourself in a place where you get a bit disencouraged. It's like New Year's promises are not kept for most people. We don't deal with New Year's promises here. We deal with visions that alters who you are being in life. The thing is, when you create a vision big enough that's truly inspiring, your current version of yourself cannot fulfill that vision. It would already have been fulfilled if the you you are today was enough. So as we take on a bigger game for ourselves, we come up against our own limitations. And our limitations are basically thoughts and stories, rules and beliefs that we hold on to as true. And we don't even see that they are going on in our head. We have this inner dialogue who talks in our head, like this stream of thinking that has stories and beliefs and rules and laws and truth that looks true. It looks so real, you don't even realize it's your own thinking. So for a week or two, I noticed I was not as inspired as I was earlier. I felt a bit low, a bit slow. I did not fulfill the targets I set up for the weeks, I noticed, the way I thought I would when I started the week. There's been some challenges around. Sickness in the family, travels, lack of resources, lots of stuff has been going on, but it's not about the external circumstances. This is about the story you live in. Are you feeling less than the power you know you can have? Are you feeling worried and concerned about stuff? Are you feeling there isn't enough time because you're rushing all the time? Do you feel there isn't space enough for you to rest and recover and take time off? Well, all of those are signs most often of a perspective that's not useful and aligned with your vision. So this morning I dove into the tool we call stacking, which allows you to tell the truth about where you are and this perspective you bring to life. And once again, what surfaced was this old story that I've seen sometimes but never quite gotten resolved for myself. And the story goes like this: is hopeless. I can't do this. This will never work. So underneath all my effort, underneath all my work, underneath all my action, or many of them at least, was this perspective that this is never going to work. I can't do this. This is hopeless. It's like a complaint about life. It's like a complaint about myself. It's like a story that when it hits, it doesn't seem to be a story in my head. It seems like this is hopeless. This will never work. I can't do this. And then I start finding all the proof for that being the current reality. People being sick, people not showing up for work, resources not being available. I could go on and on and on and on, but those reasons fit the story to make the story look real. I went into this reflection with a commitment to open something up And something broke open today. I see that that story is not the truth. It's one possible story I can have, but I have a choice. When I'm out of that story, I think I'm playing a fantastic game. I've set up exactly what I desire for myself in the key domains of life for the year. I get to evolve and learn and expand who I am as I pursue those targets or games. And then I get to share my journey with other people who also wake up to a next version of themselves. And that's my work. This is how I make a living. It's a fantastic journey. And as I got out of the story, the joy, the inspiration, the curiosity started to show up again about, oh, what's next? What's the next key now to move forward inside of this game? And the experience again shifted to one of power, one of freedom, and one of joy. And an experience of this is the exact game I want to be on. Now, if you're stuck, most likely it's a story you're telling yourself that you haven't seen yet. Is yes, the thought created reality. That's not true. Slow down, return to reflection. And if you've got the stacking tool because you're a customer with us, dive into that. Tell the truth about where you are, how you feel, and find the relevant focus. If you don't have access to that specific reflection tool, take some action to get yourself clear of whatever stories and interpretations you slipped into. Talk to somebody, find somebody to listen, find a coach that can help you coach. And if you don't have access to that stacking tool, there are other ways to reflect. Look at the facts of the situation, look at how you feel in the situation, then ask yourself, what's a relevant focus right now? What do I actually want in this situation? And see if you can find a more useful perspective than the one that held you imprisoned. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.